BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, why is there a man walking around with a TV on his head in America? We'll tell you why. Also, we try not to laugh as we phone more companies with amazing and lol names on Funny Business. We start a campaign to get the Radio 1 DJs to call themselves by their full names. I've had enough of Danny Howard and Greg James and Annie Mac. Let's get the full names on board, right, Chris?
Yeah, I totally agree with this. Yeah, it's a game changer, I think, at Radio 1.
How you can hire a private jet just for photos to look like a baller on Instagram. And I'm telling you, the most extreme Instagram faker you will have ever heard. It's all on the podcast, starting now. Right, one of the stranger stories I've seen today is, have you seen TV Man?
I've not, no.
All right, so people in this small neighbourhood in Virginia, in America, over the last week have been waking up to find free TVs on their doorsteps. So you wake up in the morning, it's like, why is there a TV there? And it's just one person, they think, that is just delivering free televisions to everybody in this really small neighbourhood. Now, one of the CCTVs of one of the properties has captured him just dumping one on the porch, a TV. But so he can't be recognised, he's got an actual TV set over his head.
What do you mean over his head? You mean the way he's carrying it?
He's got a TV on his head.
What, as some sort of disguise?
Yes, so they can't find out who he is. So this is happening.
Like Marshmallow.
Yeah, that, but with a TV, right? I've actually got a clip from a news station in America.
No need to adjust that dial. You are, in fact, seeing a person with a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking off.
He wants to be known as the TV Santa Claus. I don't know.
Thing is, the only trouble, I wouldn't mind, but they're really old TVs. Like, that, mostly they don't work.
So if anything, it's a bit inconvenient.
Well, it's actually just, like, illegal dumping, actually.
Yeah.
But
where's he getting all the TVs from?
I don't know. They think it might just be, like, because it's the school's on holiday, it might just be some college student that's really bored. But where's he getting all these TVs from? Do you remember when I was TV man in your life?
Yes, I do, actually.
I was like, come to the shed. I've got a television for you.
So me and my best mate drove over to Scott's house to collect a TV that he didn't want.
It was like Christmas.
For me, this was brilliant because it meant that I got a massive new TV. And I first thing I did is obviously took it back to my parents' house where I had my room there.
Yeah, everything looked bigger, you told me at the time.
Everything.
Yeah.
So when you get a new TV and it's bigger, you test everything out on there, don't you?
And you did.
You play a game and on it, and it's life-size, it's amazing. If you're on the right kind of game, it's like you're walking around on the streets.
Yeah, and you were flicking
to playing football, and then you explore TV, don't you?
Well, you were flicking to the channels in, I think it's like the 600s area, weren't you?
Yeah, that sort of, that neck of the woods.
Yeah,
and
it's
not
incredible. The 100s, the 6.
It's like they're in the room with you.
It really is. It changed your life, that, I think.
But then you get used to that size, don't you? And then you need bigger, and that's the thing with TVs.
It is. And what else?
You also gave me, we also collected whilst we were there, because we were like, what else do you want to get rid of? Gave us a microwave.
Yeah.
I gave that to my best mate as payment for driving over to yours. He gave it to his parents, and they had to get rid of it after a week because every time you press start on it, it gave them an electric shock.
Now, that I didn't know about that.
Little bolt there.
Yeah. You got a real belt off it every time you used it, didn't you? Honestly, I didn't know about that. I wouldn't have given it to you otherwise.
Scott Mills.
What is wrong with people? So you've got TV Man in Virginia. In Amsterdam, there's currently someone who goes around and just puts pieces of A4 paper on walls. And no one knows why.
Oh, right. Just a thing. Well, we nearly did something similar to this. Do you remember when I wanted us to go into loads and loads of pubs? And you know in pubs you can have books in the back and you have pictures. There's always strange pictures. I thought we could replace the pictures with pictures of me and you.
I think we should still do this. It was one of those things, like a pub idea, that we never actually got round to.
Yeah, and we needed everyone's help with it as well. It kind of needed everyone listening to get involved in this.
Imagine walking into like a random pub in somewhere you've never been before and like there's a framed picture of you and me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the goal.
Well, it makes as much sense as the old pictures that are in there.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, who are those people?
Who are they?
So who are they? So why not let it be us?
Scott Mills.
So yesterday we were talking about when people fake stuff for Instagram. We had so much reaction to this. Matt's been on saying, my brother used to be an Instagram fake. He used to post pictures of taking off from airports across the world when he was actually just sat at home, and also added pictures of solo skydives when he'd never even skydived. So what's he doing? Is he just Googling images of someone else and, like, putting them up?
Must be. That or Photoshop. But, I mean, you'd have to go really hard on the Photoshop in there, wouldn't you?
But why are you doing it? It's all lies. I've got a story for you at 1:40, which you will not believe. We've had to change this lady's voice and her name because if she gets found out, potentially, I think it's a no-job situation.
Fine.
All right. So we're going to speak to her about 1:40, so 10 minutes time. But I know the story already, and it's a madness.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about faking it for the gram. People that were going to pool parties in Ibiza for 10 minutes, putting a bikini on, get the shot, then go back to bed and read a book, Molly King. Then we had people that borrowed someone's paddleboard just for the money shot on holiday. And cabin crew got in touch to say they're living their absolute best lives of all time on Instagram. They go to famous landmarks and destinations for approximately half an hour, get the shot, and then go back to the hotel and get some room service.
I think we all do this to a certain extent, though, don't we? I mean, we all lie a bit on social media, but these are people that take it to the extreme. It's like you really are representing a life that doesn't happen.
I've got the most extreme one yet. I've changed their voice and their name for this reason. Good afternoon. I'm now going to call you Hannah.
Hello.
So, Hannah.
Yes.
You have been really faking it for the gram.
For almost 3 weeks.
Okay. What have you been doing?
So, I started a second job that pays 3 times as much as my original job. And then my grandfather passed away. So, I had to go to a funeral in America.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. So, I had an excuse to leave, obviously. But I've been back for 3 weeks and haven't told my original job and have been working the other job.
Okay, so you're in your original job, then sadly your grandfather passes away. You say to the original job, I've got to go to the funeral in America. But you've been back for how long?
Almost 3 weeks.
Okay, and you're now working at the second job that pays you much more.
So that they don't know I'm back.
No.
I've just been posting videos and pictures from when I was in America, like I'm still there. And I've checked into locations.
Wow, you've really thought
that I went to while I was there.
And what are the photos?
You know, it's like my nieces and nephews and stuff. And then we found a rattlesnake at my sister-in-law's house.
You got a video of your niece playing with a rattlesnake?
No, my nieces and nephews playing in the water slide, that kind of stuff.
The theory being that your boss here is following you on social media, right? And yeah.
I know they are.
So what are you going to do about the job?
When I return, I'm going to give my notice.
But you've returned.
They don't know that.
Where are you? England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland?
England.
You're in England. And have been for 2.5 weeks, nearly three?
Yes.
But on social media, where are you?
In America, in the Southwest.
Okay. Not even giving me a state, are you?
So what else have you still to put up on social media? Have you got pictures for the flight home, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. So I have our pods on the plane, our menu.
This is mad. So you stored all these up knowing that you're going to, like, put them out, like, randomly so they see it and it looks like it's in sequence?
Yes. So like,
right, what do I need to do next?
I will check in at places at the airport.
This is ridiculous. It's more hassle than it's worth.
But I know that you've like taken loads of pictures. Like, right, I've got the airport shot, I've got the plane shot, I've got me coming off the plane, I've got me. You've got everything.
Yeah.
You've got an itinerary for a holiday that you're not on.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. So, how long are you planning to still be in hiding for? How long is this going to go on for now?
I'm returning Friday.
You've convinced yourself. You're here.
That's a whole different life on social media. It's incredible. It's not even a whole different life. It's just like 3 or 4 weeks behind.
Yeah, just delayed.
You must have to really think about this because you could easily slip up, no?
I haven't gone anywhere except work and then like food deliveries, gone shopping, that kind of thing.
Oh my word. So you're not even like hanging out in your area?
No.
You're going on purpose to shop somewhere else and no one sees you?
Yes.
So are you in disguise?
Yes.
Mustache, glasses, hat?
Hat, glasses.
Seriously?
Seriously?
This is one of the maddest stories I think we've had. Is this legal, what you're doing, do we know?
Yeah, it should be, because it's my holiday time.
This is the thing, you can put whatever you want on social media, can't you?
But it's all lies.
Yeah, it is all lies right now. Are you looking forward to a time where you can get back up to sync with your social media and just, I don't know, go out for a wine or something and then post what's in front of you without stressing?
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of nice not actually being on social media every minute.
See, but I think
you've got used to it now and you're going to always be 3 weeks behind.
Yeah, you'll get found out at Christmas, though, I should warn you.
All right, good to speak to you, Hannah, not real name.
Thanks.
If anyone has a madder story than that about faking it on social media, talk to me. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Tash has been on from Maidenhead. Have you seen that tweet there from Maidenhead?
Yeah, I have actually. I think it's unnecessary.
Chris makes it seem like he leads a rock and roll lifestyle at Maidenhead's awesome festival. All right, Tash.
Yeah, but that's not a lie, is it? I mean, what we're saying is if you're making up stuff on social media, I'm not doing that. When I'm at Maidenhead Festival, it's as good as it looks on my social media.
Yeah, she says then, living life at Legoland. I mean, Tash, I beg to differ that that's rock and roll.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's rock and roll.
No,
that's
but
the
she
difference.
Just said that.
Well, she's saying it, but she's saying that I'm one to talk. I'm not living a lie on Instagram.
I agree.
What I'm doing is I'm putting up a video of Maidenhead Festival. It was a brilliant Pink tribute artist.
There we are.
And deserved the credit it needed.
Yeah.
It? She needed. That's what I mean. Just because it's confusing because of the Pink thing.
Okay, so I've got Tom on the line. Hello.
Hello.
All right, this is mad. So tell me what your friend did and what the service is that he got involved with.
So basically, you can pay per hour to spend time on a private jet and take different outfits with you and get all the different shots so you can have multiple shots throughout the year, going up the steps, coming down the steps, all that sort of stuff.
And your friend did this?
Someone I know did this, yeah.
Like where? In this country?
I know there's one in this country that you can do, but he did it in Milan while we were there.
So does the plane go into the sky at all? Is it like you got the plane for an hour in the sky, or does this thing never take off?
It never takes off. It never leaves the ground. They just let you open the door and you go in and do your bit, apparently.
So you just get loads of outfits together. And then just post them sporadically throughout the year, so it looks like you're always on a private jet.
Like you're always on a private jet.
Well, that's what you do, don't you? You go there, take the pictures on the stairs, then you go down the stairs, back into the terminal, and hop on Ryanair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How much did it cost? Do you know?
I think it's about €300 for an hour.
Wow. As I said, it's all lies.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Funny business.
Let's do this. Okay, so the premise is simple. Chris over there has a company name, Ready to Call, and I'm going to speak to them. I don't know who I'm calling, but they will probably have a ridiculous name, this company.
Yeah, the only rule is that you can't laugh, and then it's your turn, and I get to do the same.
Yeah, okay. Neither of us know who we're calling. Just no laughter allowed. That's as simple as it gets. Okay, I am going first then. So if you want to...
Yep, here we go.
Whack that on the phone there.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Bonk and Cole.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Which company have I called?
Bonk and Cole.
Bonk and Co.
That's the one. How can I help?
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what you do at your business.
Well, good question. We sell wood burning stoves.
Okay, cool. And whereabouts are you based?
Inverness, in sunny Scotland.
Okay. And are you Mr. Bonk?
Of course. Yeah, you're speaking to him.
Okay. What's your full name?
My full name is Alex Dolby.
Oh, so not Bonk?
No, it's a nickname that my granddad had.
Well, he was called Bonk.
He was the real Billy Bonk.
Billy Bonk?
Yes.
Was that his real name?
No, it was a nickname.
Oh, And why do they call him that?
Well, legend has it that a cartoon character from a newspaper in the 1950s, a Scottish newspaper, was a bit of a naughty man, and his uncle named him Billy Bonk after that character.
Oh, because he liked bonking.
I can't confirm or deny that was the case, but I think he was a naughty young man.
Okay, but why would you call your company that, not being rude?
Well, I didn't. It was my grandfather who started it.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a nickname that stuck, yeah.
Bonk & Co.
That's it.
Right, it's nice to speak to you. I just wanted to clear that up. I was quite interested about the history of the name there.
Well, I'm glad you called. You're not on the market for a stove?
Next time I'm in Inverness, I'll pop in for a stove.
Wonderful. Look forward to it.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Bonk & Co.
Good to get the history behind that name. The original Bonks and Wrongs.
Bonk & Co.
Bonk & Co.
Okay, I've got one for you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Good afternoon, Blush and Blah.
Hello, good afternoon. Who am I calling, sorry?
Beth.
Beth, and what's your business? Go on.
Should we call back?
Yeah, can we? Because
yeah.
I'm not sure I heard the name completely right.
No,
there.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, listen carefully.
Hello, Blush and Blah Salon.
I'm sorry, I just want to check I'm through to the right number. Who am I speaking to?
It's Amy.
Amy at...
Blush and Blow Salon.
Blush and Blow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you're a hairdresser, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Out of interest, how did you come up with the name?
Well, because we do makeup here as well, so it's like blusher and blow dries.
Oh, clever. And you combine the two for a blush and blow.
Yeah.
Great. okay, and where are you based?
South Shields.
Oh, South Shields. You're in charge, are you?
Yeah, I'm in charge.
Okay, cool. If I was to want a blush and blow at your place, how much is that going to cost me?
So a blow dry and your makeup done.
Yeah.
About £55.
That's all right, actually.
How much?
Sorry, that's my friend there. He's listening. All right, then. Brilliant. Blush and blow.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, then. Nice to speak to you.
Right, OK, bye.
OK.
They're gone? Yeah, they're gone. £55 seems excessive for a blow.
You get a blush as well, though, don't you?
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show, Jax Jones will be here. I always love him. He's always great.
Yeah.
And exactly. We're going to be playing Celebrity Sleuth. So the idea is we have two people on the line. They will both have great stories about a particular Jax Jones track and what it means to them. Only one of them is telling the truth and one of them is a complete liar. And we have to work together to decide which story is true and the song does actually mean something to that person or whether it means nothing to them at all and they are lying. Also, I'm quite a big fan of Jax on Instagram. Have you seen the holiday he's just been on?
You were talking about this. I need to see this.
I mean, the money is rolling in, let me tell you. It looked like he had his own, like, private island. We'll ask him all this tomorrow. Jax Jones on the show tomorrow afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Luke! Luke!
Hello.
Oh, thought you dropped off then, and that would have been terrible because I know that you call up every single day for bangers.
I've honestly been trying for at least 2 or 3 years to get on now.
2 or 3 years? Wow, that's... I mean, Scott, that's such a long time.
It's commitment.
And you call every day, do you?
Most days.
Wow.
Often on the radio when I'm working stuff, so if I'm in work, I can still call.
I don't understand, Luke, if you've been calling for 2 or 3 years, why you've never got on. What have you been saying to our phone answerers?
No, not enough by the sound of it.
Yeah, but, okay. Where do you work? What do you do?
I work on an oil refinery in West Wales, how much stuff loaded onto ships. Accountancy, boring stuff.
Where in West Wales?
Milford Haven.
Okay. Now, obviously, you've called up pretty much every day. But today, your girlfriend was the one who got you on, wasn't she?
Yeah, she rang too because she's a teacher, so she's never got the radio on, like in work, obviously, because this is sort of work time, but it's a summer holiday, so she thought she'd be quite clever and ring up as well and try and sort of undercut me. And yeah, I think she's on the phone now as well.
Yeah, she is.
A horrible, horrible feeling where this is going.
Yeah, hi, yeah. Laura.
Hiya.
Right, so you caught up for Luke on Bangers today. How long have you two been together then?
Nearly a year.
Okay. That's a real nice girlfriend thing to do, actually, to call up for your boyfriend on his behalf, because he's tried so much.
I am a nice girlfriend.
You are? But this does leave me a slight issue with who's going to pick the banger today.
Oh.
Thing is, right, so look, there's the obvious joke we can have here, right, thinking about this. There's a harsh option here on poor Luke. Laura, and we won't take any offence in this at all, are you really that bothered to choose the bangers?
I'll let him have it.
Oh, you see?
See, Luke, this is the way our weird brains work. We were going to get Laura to pick it. That would have been the obvious thing to do, wouldn't it?
We could have gone a bit sicko.
Yeah, no. But I don't think that's okay, because you've put commitment and time and effort into this show over the years.
We love you, Luke, and by the sounds of it, your girlfriend would love you to have this honour as well. So, Luke, do you want it to be you today?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And Laura, you don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
Go on then, let's do that.
You're the best. Luke, I've got this for you. Summer vibes from Mr. Probs and Waves.
Yeah, definitely. That's a banger.
Oh, it's going to be good bangers today. Because, mine's almost the opposite of this in terms of rowdiness. So you can go for Scott's chilled banger there, and it's such a tune. Or you can have mine today, which is this. This is Pendulum Propane Nightmares.
What are your thoughts on this, Luke?
I've been back in sixth form, that one.
Yeah, sixth form vibes.
I reckon I'm feeling a bit chilled out today, so I'm probably going to go with the back waves.
Nice. Yes! Okay, Luke, definitely. Thank you. Thanks for finally getting on bangers.
Yeah, that's it. Cheers, Scott.
One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Yeah. Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks. With Reese Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
James from Kent's upset we didn't play the Fuse ODG version from the live lounge. Oof.
It'll always be in our memory, that though.
Yeah. I mean, we'll all remember where we were when that happened. I have a very happy boyfriend now, says Laura. She's been back on. Thank you for having us both on bangers. I now get bonus girlfriend points.
Nice.
I enjoyoed that. Mr. Probs, Waves.
Oh, that is an absolute banger.
That's right, Luke.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hey, Scott. It's Jack.
Hey, Jack. What's going on?
Hi, well, I heard you on the show yesterday and you were talking about changing the jingles for the presenters because you feel like they should have their full names then and not just Matt and Molly. You should have their,
I did say this yesterday. There's too much shortening of names around here at the moment. I want four names. Matthew and whatever Molly is.
Yeah, Mary and Matthew.
Yeah, that.
Daniel Howard.
Yes, that.
Margaret Jammer, whatever it is.
So, Jack, I do have some new name jingles for the DJs, OK?
Oh, good.
It's coming up in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
So, been working hard in the last 24 hours after the idea that I said yesterday about how we should revert to using the DJ's full names here on BBC Radio 1.
I think this is great because it makes you see the DJs in a new light.
Would you say it makes them a bit classier even?
Possibly. But I think sometimes it shows that, well, these are the same people that you're going to hear in these other, these new jingles. It's like they're the same people, except they're made to sound slightly cooler by abbreviating their names as they have been doing.
I'm all about calling people by their full names. I actually enjoy it. So I've started off with mine. I've gone for my actual full name, so middle name as well.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Robert Mills.
Yeah. See, it makes me sound, I think, more important.
But you see, it doesn't really work with you so much because you can't lengthen Scott.
When you don't need to.
Do the obvious. Yeah.
I've got one for you.
BBC Radio 1. Christopher Stark.
Nice. Good to hear as well.
You like it?
Yeah.
And then I've got Greg here as well. I might have slipped this in his show for tomorrow. He doesn't know.
Hey. This is Radio 1. Radio 1 Breakfast with Gregory James.
Yeah, I like it better.
I like it. He's a confusing one for a number of different reasons, but I think it gets more and more interesting.
Okay. Can't leave Grimmy out.
BBC
Radio 1.
Nicholas Grimshaw.
He does sometimes call himself Nicholas anyway.
Yeah, not too unusual.
What do you think Matt and Molly will be saying about this?
This is
Weekend Breakfast with Matthew and Mary.
So Molly's a funny one where it's one of these that the longer version of the name Molly is Mary.
Apparently so.
And it changes to it. And Matthew, the obvious one there. And Matthew and Mary.
Yeah, that again.
This is
Weekend Breakfast with Matthew and Mary.
They sound like shepherds.
They do.
Some sort of nursery rhyme vibes there.
Yeah. Weekend Breakfast with some people from the Bible. What about Devon Alice?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
Weekend Breakfast with Matthew and Mary.
No, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
BBC Radio 1.
Devlin and Alison.
Yeah, yes, Alison.
Oh, we got that wrong. It's Devin.
That's fine.
Okay.
But what's Alice short for Alison?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
Any Alice's listening? What's that short for?
BBC Radio 1.
Devlin and Alison.
I think Alice would be really pleased to be called Alison.
We'll see.
What's
the plan with this? We're just going to slip these all in their various shows, right?
Slip them in like we did with Gordon North.
Mm.
Okay, I've got
Annabelle McManus on BBC Radio 1.
Annie Mack becomes Annabelle McManus.
Is she an Annabelle, though?
I don't know, and she's off this week, so we can't check. What about this one for Ricky, Melvin and Charlie?
Richard, Melvin, Charlotte.
Radio 1.
Makes them sound a lot posher than they are.
Richard, Melvin, Charlotte.
I'm particularly happy with that one.
I like that one because on radio, they're Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. That's how everyone knows them. Reality is, real life, it's Richard, Melvin and Charlotte.
Daniel B. Carter of The Rock Show has got a good one.
The Radio 1 Rock Show!
Daniel Philip Carter.
Dan P. Carter. Danny Howard, you sound immediately more classy.
BBC
Radio 1.
Daniel Howard.
That's good. Phil Taggart, I've not forgotten you.
BBC Radio 1.
Philip Taggart.
I think they're great.
Tomorrow
on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
More things we should have known sooner.
Dear Fat Controller, my boyfriend thought that English breakfast tea was actually flavoured like a full English breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 8:15.
Oh no, all the Alice's have been on. We are not called Alison.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Can I just check with the Mollies out there that I've got it right for Matt and Molly? Is it Mary?
This is
Weekend Breakfast with Matthew and Mary.
Okay, I've got some news on Alice.
BBC Radio 1.
Devlin and Alison.
Apparently it's Alessandria. That's what
the
Alice...
That's the full name.
Is it Alessandria?
Alejandro.
Yes. Not Alejandro.
Hello.
So it'd be Devin and Alessandria. Then that's good on a jingle.
Scott Mills.
Thursday, I want to bring back the Her game, which we haven't done for some time, like months and months and months.
I've got these banked up as well.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, well, everyone knows what a Who is. Something a bit retro, something from the past, right? Everyone's got one in their brain. Sven-Göran Eriksson. Who?
Filofaxes.
Her!
Just think of something a bit old and just give it a big hoo. Honestly, when you do it, and you must do it with all your might like this, it feels so good. If you got one, do you want to be on the Who game on Thursday? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Email who? Well, not actually, is it? Leave a number on there and we might call you back.
So many.
Have you?
I've got so many nits.
Are they still on at school?
Wink murder.
Oh, you've got an actual, like a little notes in your phone section.
Honestly, you've got to keep these going.
Oh, I need to think of some. Okay, so...
Belly's going
to
get you. Did you remember that? Moonies. Say it, don't spray it.
What?
Say it, don't spray it.
Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You've used all yours now for Thursday.
Rubbish. No, I've got more.
Tipex. Any more, let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We might call you back, so leave a number on there for the Who game on Thursday.
Scott Mills.
There are some really good Who's coming in. If you can put on the email what it is, and then one of our friendly team will call you back for Thursday's show. This week we've been talking about faking it for the gram on the show. Like pretending you're doing a hike, but putting all the gear on, doing a bit of a walk, and then after 10 minutes, when you've got a photo and you've posted it on Instagram, not doing it at all. There was people borrowing paddle boards on holiday just so it could look like they were paddle boarding. They weren't. They were doing it for the gram. Grace, you've got one.
Yeah, so I got stood up on a day and basically just reposted an old Instagram story of me on a night out with my friend so that he thought I was like really unbothered and that I had better plans. So
that's amazing. You know. Right, so is it an old video that you put in your story or just photos?
Yeah, it was an old video. So like, I went through my Instagram archive and just found it. It was like basically just loads of people in the club and my friends, and I thought that'll do.
And in reality, what were you doing?
I was definitely crying into Ben and Jerry's at home. Like, I was so sad. I was so sad. Like, I'd dyed my hair, I'd got eyelashes done, my nails done, I'd faked tan, I'd shaved my body within an inch of its life.
Yes.
Didn't turn up.
Rubbish.
Like, that is a lot of effort, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He texted me and he was like, sorry, I've been asleep all day, and I just didn't click on it.
Good. No, but to him, it looked like you were out raving.
Exactly. I won in this situation.
Yeah, see, I really like this. So he thought you were totally unbothered and had just had other plans, like you had a plan B.
Absolutely. When I really didn't. I really didn't.
Just at home, crying into ice cream.
Beat me!
So tragic.
I'm still single. But then were you watching your social media the whole time waiting to see that he'd seen your story or that he'd liked to post?
I was like swiping up on my story to see if he'd seen it, and then I was like screenshotting it like to my friends, like, got him, he's
did
seen
he see it.
Yes.
What did your friends say?
Oh, they were like, oh, he's rubbish, just leave him be, like, not worth it. But, I mean, it's just a bit rude, but it's fine.
Oh, Grace,
it's
fine. But how's that a victory? That's what I find funny about this. It's the idea that you've won in this situation because you've seen him look at your story. It's like, that will show him.
I mean, yeah, it is a win, but I'm not sure what's more tragic, like me getting stood up or having to fake an Instagram story.
No, but I think other people have done this. Like, just to make it look like you're a very busy girl about town.
You're so right, Scott. It's the message you send through social media, isn't it, to everyone else, even if it's not the truth.
Next time I get stood up, like, even if it's friends, I'm going to do this.
Honestly. Work the treat.
I'm going to store videos up just in case.
Yeah, create an album. Do it.
Yeah, of like epic nights out.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow we're back from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and at 1:40, Jax Jones.